奉耶稣基督的圣名，真道来复兴勉励。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us share the word of God for our mutual exhortation.
我们在圣经里面呢，有一段故事，可能大家比较少读到。
And in the Bible, perhaps there is a certain story that we rarely read.
可是在这个圣经里面呢，记载了蛮详细的。
But however, it is very detailedly recorded in the Bible.
那今天呢，我们就要用这个经节呢来去学习。
So today we're going to study from this verse for our mutual exhortation.
那我们看民数记的14章。
And let's all turn to Numbers 14.
民数记的14章。
Numbers 14.
民数记的14章呢，从39节我们开始读到45节。
And we read from verse 39 to verse 45.
好，民数记的14章39节。
So Numbers 14 verse 39.
摩西将这些话告诉以色列众人，他们就甚悲哀。40节。
40.
清早起来上山顶去，说我们在这里，我们有罪了。
41节。41。
摩西说：“你们为何违背耶和华的命令？这事不能顺利了。”42节。42。不要上去，因为耶和华不在你们中间，恐怕你们被仇敌杀败了。43节。43。亚玛力人和迦南人都在你们面前，你们必倒在刀下，因你们退回，不跟从耶和华，所以他必不与你们同在。44节。44。他们却上赶上山顶去，然而耶和华的业柜和摩西没有出营。45节。45。于是亚玛力人和住在那山上的迦南人都下来击打他们，把他们杀退了，直到何俄玛。
So over here, it records part of the history of the Israelites.
所以这个记载呢，就是当时这个他们以色列人呢，都是他们决定了要派12个探子到迦南地。
So according to this story, the Israelites, they had decided to send 12 spies in order to spy out the land of Canaan.
可是当这个十二个探子回来的时候，只有两个探子报好信，十个探子报坏的信息。However,
upon the return of these 12 spies, only two of them brought good news, whereas the other 10 are all negative.
那百姓呢，听到这些十个探子的报这些坏信呢，他们就相信了。So
therefore, the Israelites, they believed in the news that were brought back by the spies.
他们就决定了，就不要进入这个迦南地。And
due to the bad report, they had decided not to enter into the land of Canaan.
可是当这个神把这个瘟疫降在这个十个探子的时候。But
however, when God sent the plague upon the 10 spies who brought back the negative report,
这个十个探子呢，就当场就死了。
And these 10 spies, they will strike dead right away.
那这个以色列人呢，看到呢，他们就感到很害怕。
Therefore, this brought great fear upon the Israelites.
所以从这边呢，39节这边开始呢，就是记载呢，他们就是说，啊，看到这样子的话，啊，这样子我应该要跟着神呢，要到这个迦南地去。
So therefore, when they saw the work of God, they have decided that they have to follow the Lord.
可是这个时候呢，我们看到呢，摩西就说了，你不要这样子上山去，因为你上山的话根本没用，因为神不在你们呢。So
therefore, when Moses saw that, he told the people that there is no point for you to go ahead onto the mountain because the Lord is not with you.
所以当时的这以色列呢，他们不相信，他们以为就是说，只要勇敢，只要拿出勇气出来的话呢，他们能够把这些敌人打败。But
however, the Israelites, they refused to listen because they believed that just by their might and their power, they are able to defeat the enemies.
所以今天呢，我们就要学习的话，就是有关于，就是是什么时候呢？我们要真的要跟主耶稣同行，跟神同行在一起呢？
So therefore, we need to learn from this story, when is the time that we need to walk with the Lord?
你在我们的生命里面的话呢，我们很多时候可能就会像这些以色列民，我们要以为就是这样子做的话呢，就是照着神的话。
So very often,We look at our own action and we assume that we are listening to the will of the Lord and walking in His way.
其实呢，可能大部分呢，可能就不是神所要的。
But very often we are acting contrary to the will of the Lord.
所以我们这个今天呢，要学习呢，什么是一个时候呢？然后用什么标准来去知道呢？就这个呢，就是我要所做的呢。是合乎神所要所做的。
So therefore, today we need to learn as to be sensitive to the timing of the Lord, as to walk in the will of His way.
那我们看回来这个民数记的十四章的话。
So when we turn back to the book of Numbers, chapter 14.
那我们知道为什么我们在看的时候，我们现在知道了当时这个神为什么不要跟他们同行？
So of course, now that we have read the story, we understand why the Lord does not walk with them.
那大家对这个明白吗？为什么神不要跟他们同行呢？
So now, do you really come to understand why is it that the Lord is not walking with them?
好，今天早上刚在本拉比教会呢，黄执事呢，在他的讲道呢，就提出。我们当读圣经的时候呢，总是要发问。
So this morning, Deacon Huang in Burnaby Church, he brought up this issue that when we study the Bible, we must always ask questions.
所以同样的，我们在读圣经的时候呢，我们同样的要发问。
So therefore, today in the same way, when we study the Bible, we also need to ask questions.
如果我们只是看从这个圣经的一个词句来看的话呢，我们以为就是只要你。愿意跟神同行的话呢，这个神自然而然就要跟着你，一定要跟你同行的。
So therefore, when we just look by the word study of the text, we may assume that as long as we are willing to walk with the Lord, therefore the Lord would definitely be willing to walk with us in return.
可是神其实呢，看的并不是所表面，好像我们这样子用肉眼看的。
But however, the perspective of God and His vision is very different from what we see with our own eyes.
那神呢，就是看以色列百姓的心。
Because God, He looked into the hearts of His people.
所以他们看到，就是他这些百姓呢，对神呢，有了这怀疑的心。
Because The Lord, He has insight into the hearts of the people, knowing that they are suspicious of the way of God.
就是他们的心里面呢，就是有一种不同，就是没有跟神一样的一个心。
Because they are doubting and suspicious of the way of the Lord, they don't have the same heart with God.
那如果在这个当时，这个以色列，他的心已经不一样了，跟神完全不一样了。
So therefore, if the hearts of the Israelites at that time is totally against the heart of the Lord,
那他们进入迦南地还有意义吗？
Then what is the point? What is the purpose for them to enter into the land of Canaan?
他们进入迦南地呢，神的意愿就是要他们过着一个圣洁的生活。
Because the will of the Lord is for the Israelites upon entering into the land of Canaan to live a sanctified life.
那能够遵从神的命令
and that they can obey the commands of the Lord.
可是你如果在这边，你的心里面都已经在怀疑，然后对神一直猜测，然后一直在怀疑这个神到底是真的要这样子做吗？
But however, within your heart, you're holding the suspicion against the Lord, doubting as to why is he doing this. How can you walk with the Lord?
所以这个神看到呢，就是他们，神就觉得他们真的不配进入这个迦南地。
So therefore, from the godly perspective, God deems the Israelite as being unworthy even to enter into the land of Canaan.
我们再看一个经节，我们从出埃及记的十二章，我们看一下。
Let's look at another verse in the book of Exodus, chapter 12.
出埃及记的十二章。
Exodus chapter 12.
哦，对不起，十三章。
Exodus 13.
13章的21节到22节
Exodus 13 verses 21 to 22
日间耶和华在营柱中领他们的路，夜间在火中光照他们，使他们日夜都可以行走。22节
22
日间营柱，夜间火柱，总不离开百姓的面前。所以这边呢，就记载有关于这个营柱跟火柱。
So over here, it talks about the pillar of the cloud and the pillar of fire.
这是他们每天所看到的。These
are the miracles that they witness every single day.
可是他们看到了，并不代表他们心里面就是相信的。But
even though they witness the miracle of God every day, that doesn't mean that they believe it in their heart.
今天我们也是一样，我们从神那边领受了那么多恩典。
So today, in the same way, we have received so many favors from God.
可是我们领受了这个恩典之后呢，我们是不是完完全全的相信神了呢？
But however, after we have received all these blessings from God, do we totally, completely believe in Him?
可能我们在我们的生命当中呢，或者是我们在我们的日常生活当中呢，可能碰到一些小难题。So
perhaps in our daily Christian walk with God, we may encounter some little problems here and there.
那我们总是一碰到的时候呢，我们就在怀疑，哎，神是不是没有在我中间呢？
So therefore, when we encounter all these little issues in life, then we start to question, is God with me?
所以一直在怀疑。So
we keep doubting God, keep asking questions.
然后你的这样子的信仰能够造就你自己跟造就其他人吗？
Then the question is, if you're doubting God all the time, can your faith edify yourself along with the others?
所以这些百姓以色列人当时就以这样子的心来对待神。So
therefore, that is the condition of the heart of the people of Israel. That is how they treat God.
假设他们 在那时候呢，神真的帮助他们能够把这些亚玛力人打败了。If
indeed God at that time indeed helped them out so that they can defeat the Amalekites.
那他们进入迦南地之后呢，他们能够保持多久的一个时间呢，来去真正的顺服于神呢？Then
the question is, upon their victory, when they enter into the land of Canaan, how long are they going to sustain their belief in God?
我想可能不到几个月的话，他们马上就会被这些周围的迦南人的话，马上就被同化了。I
believe that it wouldn't take a couple of months for them to be compromised with the local Canaanites.
所以这个我们看到呢，其实神并不是很残酷的一个神。
Therefore, from this story, we can understand that our God, He is not a cruel God.
他其实呢，要我们真正的去遵顺服他，遵命，就是能够遵从他。Because
what God desires is for us to completely obey and submit to Him.
那你要用多少的时间来顺服于神呢？
Then the question is, how long are you going to take for you to completely submit to God?
那在神的面前呢，当然他的时间呢是一个永恒的一个时间。Of
course, before the face of God in His condition, time is eternal.
那我们的生命呢是有限的。But
however, for us, on the other hand, our life is limited.
那我们要悖逆，要悖逆到多久呢？
So then the question is, if we were to rebel against God, how much time do we have in our hands to rebel against Him?
好，十年，二十年。
10 years, 20 years.
而是是你要到最后一口气的时候呢，才真正的哦，神，我有罪了。
Perhaps you may be stubborn until your last breath, before you will admit to God that indeed I am a sinner.
所以这个以色列百姓呢，其实他们的心呢，就硬到死也不要认罪。
Therefore, when we look at the Israelites, you see how hard-hearted they are. They are so stubborn to the point to their last breath that they will rebel against God.
所以他们也要在旷野再兜40年的时间。
That is why they have wasted another 40 years circling around in the wilderness.
也等到在第二代已经起来之后呢，他们才能够有一个资格在神的面前能够配得进入这个迦南地。
That they are so stubborn to the point that they have to wait until the second generation comes along before they are even deemed worthy to enter into the land of Canaan.
所以我们在读圣经的时候，我们要应该去看，然后去看一些就是里面的一些细节，你会发觉到呢，其实神就是他知道我们的心的话呢，他就有一种慈悲跟怜悯的一个心。
So therefore, when we study into the Bible, we must pay attention to all the little details so that we can understand how compassionate our God is.
他并不是说照着我们肉眼所看到，只是他的刑罚而已。
So therefore, his chastisement, his punishment is not according to what our eyes can see.
我们看阿摩斯书的三章三节。
Let's turn to the book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 3.
阿摩书三章的三节
Amos chapter 3 verse 3
二人若不同心且能可同行呢所以这边呢就说了你要同行的话呢就要同心
So over here verse 3 says that can two walk together unless they are agreed
好这个在我们的生活里面可能可以看到就是在我们夫妻生活里面
So of course this can be clearly portrayed between a spousal relationship in life
好这现在呢温哥华是最美的一个时候
So right now Vancouver is in the most lovely beautiful springtime
好我们到处可以看到就是 cherry blossom 是那个
And we can see the cherry blossom in full bloom across the city
那妻子可能就有一个就是要去花园去散步要去欣赏一下这个 cherry
So my wife, she has the desire to go for a walk in the garden in order to admire these beautiful cherry blossom trees
可是丈夫的心虽然他的他可能跟妻子跟着太太去花园去散步去看一些花
So maybe the heart of the husband is that sure we'll go for a walk and a stroll in the garden to view all these flowers
可是他的心呢并不是在看的花
But the heart of the husband is not really focusing on all these cherry blossoms
他可能心想的就是可能要去打球或者是去海边钓鱼
Maybe the heart of the husband is thinking aboutplaying a game of ball or going to the shore to fish.
那在这样子的一个时刻的话，我们可以说这个夫妻是同心吗？
So at this point in time, can you agree that the two spouses they are united with one heart?
所以我们要从这个怎么样与神同心这个一个定义来去看。然后让我们的生命呢，在我们的信仰当中呢，能够有一个就是能够一个变心。
So therefore, we must have a clear definition as to how to truly walk with the Lord, so that we can put it into practice in our daily lives.
要怎么样做才能够跟神同行呢
？What should we do so that we can walk with our God？
好，同行的话呢，就是你要跟神有一样的一个。意愿就是看到呢这个目标就是你要走的，然后神也是赞同这个是你的我要你走下去的。
So the definition of walking with the Lord is such that you have the same goal, same purpose in your mind as with the will of the Lord.
是有同样的一个意愿跟有同样的一个目标。
That both of you, you have the same purpose of the heart and also the same goal of your mind.
所以从这个定义来看的话呢，我们再从圣经里面，好，再去分析，然后看一些人物，然后到最后的时候，怎么样把它应用在我们的生命里面。
So from with this clear definition in mind, so we can study into some of the biblical characters and see how they truly walk with God so that we can better apply it to our daily lives.
我们看呢，如果在生命这个圣经里面呢，在创世纪的第五章第二十四节。
So when we look into the Bible, Genesis chapter 5, verse 24.
创世纪的五章二十四节。
Genesis 5, verse 24.
以诺与神同行，神将他娶去，他就不再死了。所以这边呢，就是记录有关于第一个人呢跟神同行的。
Over here, it is the first record of the first man who walked with God.
然后我们在看的时候，当然没有看到这个以诺，其实他在他的生活里面做了一些什么大事呢？
But of course, the Bible did not clearly record as to what big events that Enoch has practiced in his life.
然后我们只是看到呢，只是以诺的话呢，他能够跟神同行呢，其实他只是做了一件，在我们看来这是一个很普通的事。
So in fact, when we study into this character Enoch, he just did a very simple task in our eyes today.
就是他生儿养女。
And then we see how he begat children.
那这个对我们今天，我们作为父母亲的
，So therefore today as us parents,
这个可能就是最好的一个启示。
And that's probably the best revelation for us.
因为你能够把孩子养大
，Because you are able to bring up your children.
然后能够把孩子能够变成一个很成熟的人。
And that you can bring up to your children so that they can attain their maturity.
能够很好的一个信仰。
And that they can have a very good faith.
这样子在神的眼前呢，就是与神同行。
Then in the eyes of God, you are walking with him already.
因为你已经注意到你孩子的信仰是需要到神。
Because you already saw that your children's faith need the presence of God.
可能你还没有当父母亲。
Maybe you have yet to become a parent yourself.
可是你看到你周围的话呢，你看到你的家人，看到你的弟兄姐妹，看到你的父母亲还没有信主。
But when you survey your surroundings, you saw your parents, you saw your siblings, you saw that they have yet to come to believe in God.
你要把你的信仰，你要把你与神的这个一个好的关系呢，分享给其他人。
And you want to share your faith, you want to share your good relationship with God, with all the people around you.
这个就是与神同行。
That itself is walking with God.
所以这个可是我们看起来呢，就是这个定义其实就很简单，可能大家都知道的。
Perhaps when we look at this definition, indeed, it is so simple. Everyone knows it.
那我们回到我们这个教会的生活里面。
But when we bring it back to our church life,
很多人呢，就是有一个传统的一个想法。
Many of us, we have this traditional mentality.
那认为就是与神同行的话呢，就是你要读经，你要祷告，你要聚会。
And that our traditional mindset is that to walk with God means that you must come for church services, you must study your Bible, you must pray.
这个当然是好的。
Of course, these are wonderful.
可是你在教会的时间跟你在日常生活的一个时间，你做一个比例的话呢，这个时间有多少
？But however, if you will actually pay attention to the ratio of time spent in church versus the ratio of time that you spend in your daily living,
那你在教会的时间可能会比较少。
You will find that the time that you spend in church is indeed very minimal.
那你在整天的时间，可能你读经跟祷告，你的时间很少很少。
And also, if you look at your daily time, how much time you spend on your Bible study and prayer is also very minimal.
那这是代表其他的时间你跟神没有同行吗
？So does that mean that all the rest of the time of your life you're not walking with God?
好， 所以这对这个定义就是你只把读经祷告聚会当作与神同行的话呢，就是你要很小心，因为神并不是只看到这些而已。
Therefore, if you do carry this traditional mindset, you ought to be very careful, because understand that God does not just focus on this minimal time in church.
好，所以这个我们看了，就是以诺就是以第一个人跟神同行的。
Therefore, when we see Enoch, he's the first man who walked with God.
那从这个以诺的后代呢，在他第四代呢，我们看到一个另外一个跟神同行的人。
And then after Enoch comes several generations, in the fourth generation, we see a man who walked with God.
我们看创世纪的六章九节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 6, verse 9.
而挪亚的后代记在下面，挪亚是一个义人，在当时的世代是个完全人，挪亚与神同行。所以我们看到呢，就这个以诺的第四代挪亚。
We see that the fourth generation after Enoch, this man Noah appeared.
挪亚在神的面前是一个义人。
And in the eyes of God, Noah was a just man.Man.
那义人然后与神同行了，当然他是一个完全人了。
And of course, if he is a just man who walked with God, then Noah was a perfect man.
好，我们再看希伯来书的十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书的十一章，我们看第七节。
Hebrews 11 verse 7.
挪亚因着信，既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一座方舟，使他全家得救。因此就定了那世代的罪，自己也承受了那从信而来的义。所以这边挪亚因着他的信，他能够跟神同行，他也看到将来的将发生的事情。
So over here, we see that by faith, Noah was able to walk with God. He was also divinely warned of the things that were to come.
他当时我们知道呢，创世纪那时候洪水之前呢，是地球没有下过雨的。
And as we know from the story in the book of Genesis, before the great flood came upon the earth, there were no rain prior to that event.
所以他能够相信，然后照着神所要他做的这个方舟呢，他就做了。
So therefore, by faith, Noah was able to believe in God, and he carried out the commands of God to build an ark.
那我们现代人的话，我们最大的一个软弱是什么呢
？So for us modern people today, what is our greatest weakness?
我们要看到了才相信。
We must first see the evidence before we can believe.
然后我们总是用一个为什么来去问。
And we always carry out critical thinking, asking the question, why?
你会发觉到吗？很多年轻人，你要叫他做什么事情的时候呢？他第一句话先冒出来 ，why?
So have you ever experienced this? When you ask a young person to do something, the first question they will counter back is asking you, why?
然后你再解释给他说的时候，他又再下一句 ，Why？
And then you can explain to them the reason. The second question they will ask again is why？
啊，可是如果你是挪亚，然后一直问神，我为什么要做方舟
？So then now that if you are Noah, you can keep asking God, why do I need to build an ark？
我为什么要做那么大的方舟
？Why do I even need to build such a giant ark？
那我只有八个人了，我就做一个小小方舟不就可以了吗
？I only have eight people in my household. I can just build a small little boat.
为什么要做那个方舟？要三个球场那么大的那个方舟呢
？Why do I even need to build such a huge ark that's three stories high?
神啊，你有没有想过，我只有八个人，我怎么能够去做那么大的方舟呢
？So, oh God, did you even know my situation? I only have eight.People, how can I build such a giant ark?
所以这个就是我们现代人最大的一个弱点。
That shows the greatest weakness of us modern people today.
我们读了很多圣经, 读了很多书,
yes, we have read so many books. Yes, we have read the entire Bible, perhaps.
可是罪一个就是神的罪一个第一个的条件就是你要相信他。
But however, when God tells you that you must completely believe in Him,
我们就不能够做到了。
Yet, this simple request, we cannot even do it.
好, 然后我们再看回圣经的话呢, 我们看哪一些人物呢? 就是与神同行的。
So now when we return back to the Bible, let us study into some of the other biblical characters who walk with God.
我们看路德记。
Let's look at the book of Ruth.
好, 路德记, 我们如果看路德记一章的话呢,
when we look at chapter 1 of the book of Ruth,
路德记其实在这边呢，我们看到呢是一个很伤心的一个故事。
Of course, this story is a tragedy. It's a very sad story.
那我们可是看到呢，就是路德记呢，从如果我们从第一节开始读的时候呢，看到到我们从第六节开始读的。
However, when we start from verse 1 until we read to verse 6.
那我们从第六节开始读。
Let's start reading from verse 6.
那他就以两个儿妇起身要从摩亚地归回，因为他在摩亚地听见耶和华眷顾自己的百姓，赐粮食给他们。好，第七节。
Verse 7.
于是他和两个儿妇起行离开所住的地方，要回犹大地去。 然后这边呢，我们看到呢，拿俄米呢，其实当时就对两个儿妇就说：“你回去吧，你回去你们的家乡，不能不要跟我在一起了。”
So over here we see how Naomi, being the mother-in-law, she told her two daughter-in-law that, "Please go back to your home."
好，我们再试一节，我们看咯。Let's
look at verse 11.
那拿俄米就说了：“我女儿啊，回去吧，为何要跟我去呢？我还能生子做你们的丈夫吗？”
Because over here in verse 11, we see how Naomi told his two daughter-in-law, "Turn back, my daughters. Why do you still want to go with me?"
然后我们看到16节, 路德就说了,
and then we look at verse 16, we see the reply of Ruth.
不要催我回去, 不跟随你, 你往哪里去, 我也往哪里去, 你在那里住宿, 我也在那里住宿, 你的国就是我的国, 你的神就是我的神。
Over here we see verse 16, but Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave you or to return back from following after you, for wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God."
所以这边可是我们看到呢, 为什么在神的眼里呢, 路德就配得能够与主与神同行呢?
So therefore, over here, we can see from the perspective of God, why is it that God deemed Ruth as being worthy of walking with Him?
因为路德有这个怜悯的心, 她看到婆婆年纪那么大了,
because Ruth, she possessed a heart of compassion. She can see that her mother-in-law is already elderly in age.
那个婆婆谁来照顾她?
Who is going to take care of her poor mother-in-law?
所以这个路德呢, 就动了她的, 就是有一种这一个怜悯的心啊。
And because this stirred up the compassion within the heart of Ruth.
他知道呢, 摩亚人跟这个以色列人呢, 这是井水不犯河水的。
Of course, Ruth, she was clearly aware that the Moabites has nothing to do with the Israelites. They don't deal with each other.
那以色列人也很恨这些摩亚人。
In the same way, the Israelites, they hate the Moabites.
可是我们看到路德呢, 他就说了, 你的神就是我的神了。
But yet over here, Ruth said that your God is my God.
所以她就是因着她有这个怜悯的心呢，就是看到婆婆那么可怜，她就要用她的一生来去帮助她的婆婆。So
therefore, over here we see the heart of great compassion of Ruth. She saw that her mother-in-law is in such a poor state. She is willing to offer up her entire life to take care of her mother-in-law.
路德有没有想过她将来的生活会怎么样吗？
So did Ruth ever think about what's going to happen to her livelihood in the future?
她不知道。
Of course, she doesn't know.
所以他只是一个心要帮助这个婆婆。
But over here, we just see that her heart of totality, she just want to serve her mother-in-law.
其实在这个故事当中呢，其实也教导我们一个很多能够我们做的。
So actually, this story of Ruth, it teach us many, many teachings that we can apply in our daily lives.
可能你在过马路的时候呢，看到一些老年人呢，他要过马路的时候，可能他走路比较辛苦。
Perhaps when you cross the street, you may see some elderly people. They are having a hard time just crossing the street.
那你用手扶去，把他扶，然后你帮他过马路。
And then you extend your hand to hold them so that they can have a better stability in crossing the street.
这就是与神同行了。
That simple act itself is walking with God.
然后我听有一个姐妹做一个见证。
And I've heard of this sister sharing her testimony.
她就是她在出去旅游的时候。
That when she was traveling,
她一回到这个一个景点，然后回到酒店的时候呢，她就找这个司机，她就说：“司机过来，她说我要跟你一起祷告。”
And then so when she get to a certain travel point, and then she saw the driver, and then she told the driver, "I want to pray with you."
她说。在祷告，他用悟性的一个祷告，他说：“感谢主，他讲你已经一路带我们平安到达目的地。”
And so she prayed along with the driver in words of understanding, thanking God that God has safely brought them to that destination.
那这个司机也是一个老外，他是觉得就是这个乘客呢很有礼貌，然后很体贴。然后真的能够了解到这是做司机的一个辛苦。
So therefore, this driver who is a Caucasian, he truly was touched by the fact that our church sister was able to understand his labor in bringing her to that destination point.
这个就是与神同行。
That simple act is also walking with God.
然后我可能有一些弟兄可能会问一些问题，可能没有在圣经里面记载的。
Perhaps some brothers, they may ask some questions that are not recorded in the Bible.
就是曾经有一些弟兄了，他就说，在这个圣经里面没有记载抽烟是不可以的。
Because some brothers, that actually they raise up these questions in the Bible, it never says that smoking cigarettes is not permitted.
然后他就说，有找传道啊，找一些执事，他就说，你从圣经哪一个经节可以告诉我圣经不？没有不可以，就是说不可以叫我不可以抽烟。
And he actually posed this question to some church ministers, some preachers, saying that, well, point out to me where in the Bible can you find the fact that we cannot smoke cigarettes?
真的，好，那请问弟兄姐妹，你们对这个有什么看法
？So truly, when you come across such a question, what do you think, my dear brothers and sisters?
难道圣经没有记载的话，就当作是可以的吗？
So does it mean that when it is not recorded in the Bible, you can do so?
可能你良心上你知道了，就是抽烟的话对自己有害，对别人也有害。
Of course, within your conscience already told you that smoking is harmful to you and also to other people around you.
那怎么从圣经里面的道理才找出来抽烟是不好的呢？
So where can you find in the words of the Bible showing that smoking cigarettes is not good for you?
好，我们看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的六章。
1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书的六章十二节。
Verse 12.
六章十二节。凡事我都可行，但不都有益处。凡事我都可行，但无论哪一件，我不受他的辖制。好，所以这个就是保罗对生活上的一个原则。
So this verse, it shows the principles of Paul in his daily life.
所以当你在做某一件事，虽然圣经没有一个很明确的告诉你，哦，抽烟是不可以的。
That is to say, perhaps when you are carrying out certain actions in life, for example, smoking cigarettes, the Bible did not clearly say that it is not good for you.
保罗的标准，他的一个指标呢，就是对自己有益处吗？
So then the standard of Paul is set such that is this action beneficial to me?
然后接下来，这个对我是不是有这种是被辖制的，是能够上瘾的？
And the second question is, will I be restricted? Will I be addicted to that action?
然后呢，保罗还用什么标准来去知道是不是他这样子做呢？与神同行呢？
Then what other standards did Paul lay out as to how he can walk with God?
我们看哥林多前书的十章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书的十章二十三节。
Verse 23.
二十三节跟二十四节。
And verse 24.
二十三节，凡事都可行，但不都有益处；凡事都可行，但不都造就人。二十四节，无论何人，不要求自己的益处，那要求别人的益处。所以这个是呢，就是第三个指标，这是保罗对他自己的要求。
So this is the third standard that Paul required of himself.
就是能够造就别人吗
？That The question is, can you edify other people?
你这样子做的话，抽烟是不是造就别人呢？
And for example, when you smoke a cigarette, are you benefiting other people?
那你乱丢垃圾的话，你是不是造就别人呢？
And when you throw garbage all over the place, are you also benefiting others?
那你只顾着自己，然后开车乱开，你是造就别人吗？
And if you're just looking out for your own selfish motives and you just drive everywhere you please, are you benefiting other drivers on the road?
所以保罗呢的标准就是，第一就是对自己有好处吗？
So then this question is, for Paul, does this benefit you?
然后第二呢，这是能够造就别人吗？
Second, are you benefiting other people?
然后第三，这个你这样子做的话，是不是能够被辖制呢？
And then third, when you do carry out such an action, are you being restricted?
然后最后呢，保罗还有一个指标。
And then next, finally, Paul has also a last requirement.
所以我们看哥林多前书的十章三十一节。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31.
三十一节，所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。所以这个就是最后的保罗对自己的一个指标。
So the verse 31, this is the last requirement of Paul for himself.
你这样子做荣耀神吗？
When you do this action, are you glorifying the name of the Lord?
啊，有位弟兄，他很喜欢去健身房。
And there's a certain brother, he loves to go work out at the gym.
他这个健身房呢，就是就没有每次要看你的这个卡，会员的卡，就是让你自由的去用他的设备。
And so this gym, you need to have a membership card in order to use the gym.
No membership.
Sorry. So this gym, it does not require you to have any membership order.
They won't check it.
Oh, they won't check your membership when you go to use the facility.
那刚开始这个弟兄付了大概一年的这个费用的时候呢，他第二年他就不要付了。
So this brother first he paid the first year of membership for the gym, and then the second year he did not pay.
他是说，反正没有人去查，我还是照样可以用他的设备。
And then he was thinking that since no one is checking my membership card anyways, I can just go ahead and use it anytime.
可是妻子看到之后呢，他就妻子问这个弟兄。
So when the wife saw that, she asked the brother,
你这样做荣耀神吗？
When you do this, are you glorifying God?
所以很多事情的话，可能在表面上看起来没有害到其他的人。
So therefore, in a lot of things that we do in life, it seems that superficially we are not hurting anyone, anyways.
可是，你神在看的时候，你这样子做是荣耀神吗？
But yet, when the eyes of the Lord is upon you, your action is it glorifying Him?
啊，这是还有就是我小弟个人呢，很喜欢看世界杯。
And also for myself, I like to watch the World Cup.
那世界杯的通常都是在 欧洲啦，或者是在南美洲啦，或者是在其他的地方，通常都是在半夜的时候才能够看到直播。
And so, for the World Cup, typically it will be held either in Europe or in South America, and typically it will be around midnight, where I can see the live broadcast.
那对我个人呢，是一个我自己的就是一个兴趣了，因为我看到世界杯的话，觉得很兴奋。
And for myself, it is my interest because when I watch the World Cup, it is very exciting for me.
然后有时候我会在想了，就是我这样子熬夜看足球赛的话。是不是神要与我同行呢
？So sometimes when I think about it, when I'm watching this World Cup, in the middle of the night, am I asking God to walk with me?
好，因为如果从这个保罗的定义的话，我找不到，就是好像没有害到别人嘛，对不对
？Because when I look into the definition of Paul, well, I'm not hurting anyone, anyways.
可是最后的时候我自己知道了，对自己没有益处了。
But then later on, when I think back to myself, it's not benefiting myself at all.
因为熬夜之后呢，第二天的话呢，就是无精打采的。你要做工，要做什么的话，都没有精神了。
And because if I stay up late in the night watching the World Cup, the next day I will not be in full shape.
年纪越大的话，当然你熬夜，不要说熬夜了，你到九点的话。通常都是电视在看我们了。
So when we are aging, so to speak, don't even talk about watching past midnight at 9 p.m. The TV is watching you instead, not you watching the TV.
好，所以我们今天我们所学习到的是学习到什么呢
？So therefore today, when we study the Bible, what are the lessons that we can bring with us?
好，首先呢，就是神是看我们的心。
First, let us understand that God, He looks at our heart.
我们的神呢，就是看到我们的心跟他的心呢，就是有一个不一样，就是在怀疑他的时候呢，神就停止，不要跟我们同行。
Because when He looks into our heart, and if He notices any little suspicion that exists, God will not walk with us anymore.
所以这个就是很简单，很明白，能够很清楚的，我们就可以看到了。
So this is very clearly evident for us to see.
然后我们今天要如何能与神同行呢
？Then today the question is, what should we do so that we can walk with God?
那我们同样的用保罗的四个标准。
So in the same way, we can study from the four requirements of Paul.
第一，是否对自己有益处
？First, is it beneficial to myself?
第二，是否能够造就别人？
Second, is it beneficial to other people?
然后第三，是不是我因此会被辖制？
And third, when I carry out this action, will I be limited or restricted?
最后，我这样做是不是荣耀神呢？
Finally, when I carry out this action, am I bringing glory to the name of God?
好，所以我们今天学习的这个神的话呢，就到此。
So today, let us conclude our study of the Word of God.
愿一切荣耀归给主耶稣。
May all the glory be given to the name of our Lord Jesus.
好，唱赞美诗428首。
Let's sing hymn 428.